and welcome back to Beauty of Birth Podcast. Today I have with me my beautiful Oma and Stella.
Thank you. Nice compliment, my beautiful granddaughter.
Thanks for being on the podcast today.
You're welcome.
First, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Well, I'm the mother of five lovely daughters and married to my husband, who is a wonderful man, and did architectural work, and he's an artist and very talented. So
true.
I'm thankful for that. And we have 25 grandchildren and one great-grandchild, son, I should say. Miriam's son.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
mine.
I enjoy being a homemaker and doing a variety of things, gardening and cooking, baking, being with my grandchildren and daughters and their families and church, things, volunteer things and things at church.
How many daughters do you have, did you say?
We have five daughters, yes.
All right. Could you tell us a little bit about what your pregnancies were like?
Yes. The first three, well, I guess it starts maybe at week four or something when you're just starting to realize you're pregnant, and then the nausea hits and the tiredness, and that is not fun. But it usually lasted maybe 3.5 months and got better. The second trimester was usually quite good, and just maybe the last weeks you get tired, and so generally not too bad. Mm-hmm. But yes, I did hate those first months of nausea for sure.
Did you have that with all five?
Yes.
Pregnancies you had nausea for 3 months?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Thankfully it didn't last longer than that, but
yeah. How were your pregnancies after the nausea? How was it after?
Yeah, then it was pretty good. I felt fairly energetic again after that. You feel very tired the first, and you can't stand the smell of frying things or...
Yeah, not good.
No, that's not fun. Don't like that part.
Did you have a midwife or doctors?
I had a doctor. Your first pregnancy, I had an obstetrician, and it was the old school, which wasn't very nice birth, and they did the old thing, putting your feet up in the stirrups and all these things that nobody does today, thankfully. That was not fun. And usually I'd have to wait for an hour in his waiting room, and he'd just see you really quickly, and he didn't really tell you anything. So the midwives today is so much nicer.
You said that you didn't even have an option for midwives then?
No, there were no midwives allowed in those days, so...
So
crazy, yeah. When your mom was born, that was the first midwives were just coming out, and the obstetricians actually didn't like the midwives. That's why you had an issue at your birth.
Right.
Because he wouldn't come because he didn't want to help the midwives.
Right.
Yeah.
So different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you want to just tell us about your birth stories or how your delivery went.
The first one wasn't as pleasant then, of course, and but then the second one, I really wanted to go natural, and the doctors were not used to that. They were like, oh, you don't have to be a hero, you know, take the epidural. Like, I had an epidural the first time, but I did not like it because you have almost all the labor, and so a lot of the pain, and then you don't feel the pushing part, which is more satisfying.
Right.
Because you feel like you're doing something, and then you were totally numb. And afterward, you feel like your legs are rubbery, and the baby was a bit sleepy and didn't want to nurse properly. So I didn't have a good experience with the epidural, so I never had one after that. But yeah, so with my first birth, then we were working on a house. We were fixing it up, and on the one night, it was a couple of weeks before the due date, but I suddenly had leaking, like a slow leak, and... just didn't feel that well. So my husband said, "Oh, just you sit down and I'll keep working." Anyway, so we went home that night, and the whole night I was kind of awake, feeling like labor was starting to come on, but I didn't want to wake him up, so I just laid on the couch in the living room And then in the morning at 6 o'clock, I said, well, maybe we better go to the hospital because I think I'm in labor. So. So we went, and then you were born around 1 or 11, I forget. So it was sort of all night. Foolish me, I didn't think of asking anybody what that could be. I just thought this is kind of weird. Yeah. Why am I leaking all the time?
How long was that first labor?
So it would have been all night, and then halfway through the next day, so whatever that is. Yeah, so it's fairly long, but not as long as some people. The second pregnancy, I felt like maybe I was in labor. It was also early, right? So we were going to go to my mom's house for the day. So your mom and my opa dropped us off at my mother's house. And I just said, well, you know, if I'm really in labor, I'll call you at work. So I called him, and we said we better go to the hospital so we could leave Christy with Oma. And we got in the car, but it was a cold, well, not really super cold, but rainy, sleety kind of day in February. Mm. And as we're driving, our car seemed, the cylinder seemed to be conking out.
Oh, no.
So it seemed like we're going up this highway and we just couldn't get speed, you know. So it was a little scary because the labor pains were getting more intense. And also yeah. My water broke in the car, so that was messy.
Yes.
So, but then I got to the hospital. Somehow, I guess they knew. I don't know if Dad went out first to tell them that I might have a hard time getting in. So they brought me in, and Opa went to drive, park the car. And by the time he came back, she was born already, so that was good. Went quickly. He wasn't allowed to be at the first pregnancy because they didn't let fathers in then.
But you mean now, the first birth?
First birth, yeah. Pregnancy. First birth. And the second one, he was going to be there, but he missed it because it went too fast.
How long was that?
That was labor? Probably from 7:30 till 11 or maybe it was 12, I don't know. I can't remember exactly. It was pretty fast.
Yeah, that is fast.
But then the third one was only 2 hours, the whole thing.
What? So, yeah. The whole thing with early labor,
yeah,
too?
I woke up at...
Oh, that's crazy.
Woke up at 2 in the morning and realized I was in labor, and I waited for a while and then got back in bed because it was night.
Yeah.
And the water broke in the bed.
Oh.
And so then I thought, better call the doctor. And my doctor had his office at his house, so he said, come to the house. And I'll examine you. I guess he didn't feel like going to the hospital if he didn't have to be there that early, right? But
yeah.
He said, get straight to the hospital. So, so he went really fast ahead of us. We're like, whoa, he's really speeding.
Oh, my.
So I just got on the gurney and started pushing already. And they're saying, don't push, don't push. But I had to push. So
yeah.
She came out.
Why were they saying don't push? Just to wait for the doctor?
Yeah, they wanted to wait till the doctor got there.
Oh, my. That's crazy. That's super fast.
Yeah, that was fast. But then it slowed down for 4 and 5. So.
Okay.
Yeah. The fourth one was interesting because my husband was in the hospital to have a kidney stone extracted by a cystoscopy. And so I had just brought him Sunday night, but already Sunday night I said, I don't know if labor's starting here. But it wasn't much, so I just went home, but I was sort of up all night and got up and did the laundry. And then then I did fall asleep for a little while, but then in the morning it was a little bit back, so I called my neighbor and she drove me to the hospital and took the other children. But then as soon as I got in the car, labor stopped. I'm like, oh no, I'm going for nothing.
Yeah.
But when I got there, they broke the water and they got my husband from the other floor that he was on to come down before his procedure, which was supposed to be at 1. So just the baby was born just after 1 and they were paging him to get up there, you know, to his, so he did manage to see the baby being born. That was good.
Wait, was that the only time he saw?
He also saw it with Maria, but yeah, it went quick, but he was able to see that.
Okay, that was the third one?
That was the third one.
Yeah.
And he saw the fifth one as well.
So, okay.
Yeah.
But so he was having his kidney stone, but they just wheeled him
They wheeled him down in a wheelchair because he already had some meds to make him a bit dozy before he got his anesthetic.
Right.
And so he could see that. And then they wheeled him back up and he delivered his stone and I delivered my baby.
That's the old joke we yes. have about that story. It's yeah. kind of a crazy story.
Yeah.
Honestly. How was the fifth one?
Yeah, it took a little longer again, and that was an evening birth, and Opa and the doctor were watching the ball game on TV. Oh. Wants to know how they wanted to see how it was going. While I'm laboring, wait.
By yourself, you were just laboring, and they were just watching?
Well, there was probably some nurses around.
Oh, okay. was...
Anyway, so it wasn't as fast. So you can't expect, you never know what you're going to get, right? Could be fast, could be slow.
Right, because they do say that they get faster as you go along, but...
Yeah, but not necessarily.
You just really don't know what you're going to get.
The funny thing with the two-hour labor, that was my biggest baby, 10 pounds, 3 ounces.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
That is big.
She came out quick, walked right out.
Were you overdue with any of them, or were they all...
Rachel was just a couple of days. The rest were all early.
Okay.
So I was expecting Rachel to be early, so when it was overdue, it seemed like a long time.
Oh, man, yeah. Even though it was just a couple of days, but that is funny that you had all the rest of them early.
Early, yep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Rachel is the youngest, so that was her last. How was your recovery after and your breastfeeding?
When you have the epidural, you feel a bit woozy, like it's not as... It takes a little while to get over it. The breastfeeding didn't go so well either because the baby was too sleepy all the time and wouldn't wake up. And it was kind of frustrating at times. The oldest one, too, she had some colic issues, so she seemed to be in pain in the evenings with gas pain or whatever that causes that. So that was kind of hard. I felt actually all of them in the evening, they always, for the first 3 months, had their cry time then, kind of, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you're tired yourself and you probably don't, your milk's probably not as good. So I didn't nurse my oldest one very long because the doctor I had then was sort of anti-nursing. It was weird. He was an old school guy.
Oh, that's really weird. So what was he thinking you should do?
He said, oh, just give them a bottle,
Anyway. Just formula?
Yeah, formula or, anyway, kind of strange.
That is.
Yeah, but then I did nurse the other ones, at least for 8 or 9 months, something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
But they were all fairly close together, the last 4, a year and a half apart, so, anyway.
How was your recovery besides the breastfeeding? Like,
that was pretty good. You do have your time where you get a little bit of the baby blues when the milk comes in and you feel like crying about everything. We have our emotions and it's probably hormones, I guess.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah, hormones changing. Anyway, very thankful they were all healthy and generally good babies.
Yeah. How old were you when you gave birth for the first time?
I was almost 21, but still, I was still 20. I guess I was a couple
pretty
months.
Young.
Yes, I know.
How long was it after you got married that you...
9 months.
So, honeymoon baby?
Honeymoon baby, I guess. We didn't have a long honeymoon, but just after the honeymoon, I guess.
Were you excited to be pregnant so soon?
Except for the sickness. I was a little sad because of the sickness part, and then you don't feel like doing anything, right?
Right, right.
And you're just married. It's not nice for your husband either. But anyway, we're very thankful. It's such a special thing to have your first baby.
It is very special.
You love them so much, and you're, very special thing. To have all the babies are special. Now, sometimes I must confess, because the other ones are Sharon's almost 3 years younger, but then the next ones were all a year and a half, 4 in a row. So, and sometimes I wasn't always happy at first to be pregnant because you get sick and you. But yeah, it's such a blessing. Eh? Children are a blessing from the Lord.
For sure. Was there anything with them? Mm-hmm. Was there anything else different through your pregnancies and birth back then, like that you haven't talked about? Was there anything else that was?
Well, you know, we didn't have birthing centers. We didn't have water births or all those things like you were able to go into. What is that, a hot tub or what is what were you in?
Yeah, it's just a tub, a big tub.
Yeah, so we had nothing like that. So, you know, you just had to get through it however you can.
Did they have any drugs or anything available? Like,
I took
laughing gas now sometimes.
Yeah, but. I took Diclectin for nausea during the beginning months of pregnancy. But
okay.
It also makes you sleep more tired too, right? So, which you're right. Already tired. So, anyway, that's.
But during the birth,
did
they have anything?
I didn't really take anything.
Okay.
Not myself, but yeah, I think they had things you could take. Maybe, but I didn't take anything. So.
Well, what would be some advice that you would have for mothers?
Yeah, the Bible talks about love your husband, love your children, be a homemaker. It's a very important job. People put it down in our society, but it's such a privilege to be able to nurture the next generation and teach them about the Lord. And, right? We don't see always the... It's a hard thing sometimes because you're busy with diapers and...
Right.
This kind of stuff, you know, it doesn't sound like fun, not glamorous, but it's such a privilege to do that, right? So we should try to remember how important that job is. And just pray for your children and, yeah, be in the Word so you know the best way to lead and guide them in His ways.
Right. That's very good advice. Random question, do you cloth diapers? Was that basically the only option then?
When your mother was the oldest was born, they just came out with a thing called flushabies. They would disintegrate when they got wet, kind of.
Really?
They had a plastic lining around a paper type thing.
Oh.
And then you were supposed to flush them in the toilet but keep the plastic out. So they were not too,
oh dear.
Not too great. But later on they did have some more... a little bit better diapers, but for the most part I use cloth diapers, just the big square ones, white ones that you folded in a certain way.
And you used
pins.
Yeah,
safety pins.
Yeah.
Don't prick the baby.
Because now they have ones that they just make specially.
With Velcro.
I have those that I was going to start using.
Yeah. The cloth ones, the disposables are very convenient, of course.
Yes, they're very convenient.
Like, we had to use just cloths to wipe.
For all of your babies, did you use cloth?
I think I did. I don't even remember at the end of Rachel. Probably I had some for when you went away.
Right.
I don't remember having disposables too much, but anyway.
Another question, did they have breast pumps then?
I think I tried one once and it didn't work at all.
Oh.
Like, not the electric ones. You have electric ones? No, just...
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was too hard. It didn't really work.
You didn't have an electric one? It was just...
No, it was just like something you squeeze, and it didn't really work at all, I found, for me.
Okay.
Maybe for somebody else.
So if you were to go away, then would you just use formula?
Then you'd have to use formula.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
This is so interesting hearing all the different things back then. Okay, well, thank you so much for being on the podcast. It was really great to hear all your different experiences.
Thanks for having me, Mary.
If anyone wants to find my Oma on social media, she's on Facebook under Ann Stell. All right, well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Theme song brought to you by my husband Joel Pennings playing on the bass guitar and myself playing the electric piano.